Real talk. I might fart when I record. Thank you, Father, for this day. In Jesus' mighty name, my God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. Thank you for your joy, Father. In the name of Jesus, I lift up this recording to you and I ask that you flash your mighty hand upon it. Send legions of angels out to protect everyone listening, past, present, or future, cause there's no distance in the spirit. Your word will not return to your void. It's living and powerful. That's my Jesus. For the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any double-edged weapon, piercing to the division of body, soul, and spirit. And he is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart. Put us in check, Father. Help us get rid of our stankin', thankin', flatulent mindsets caught up in this physical realm. By the mark of the beast, fully focused on the flesh. Mediocre, scum of the earth, that's us. Deserving eternal punishment, tortured by devils and demons, eternally punished without another attempt. Game over. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Mind, will, and emotions have to be reminded. Let's read some condemnation. Let me read this piece of paper that I kept from jail a long time ago. My friend, hello my friend. I stand in judgment now, and I feel that you're to blame somehow. On earth I walk with you day by day, and never did you point the way. You know the Lord in truth and glory, but never did you tell the story. My knowledge then was very dim, you could have led me safe to him. You taught me many things that's true, I called you friend and I trusted you. But I learned now that it's too late. You could have kept me from this awful fate. We walk day by day and talk by night, and yet you show me not the light. Yet you let me live and love and die, yet you knew I'd never live on high. Yes, I called you friend in life, and I trusted you through joy and strife. And yet on coming to the end, I cannot now call you my friend. No suit for you. Hurry up and buy. So, see, it's condemning yet a lot of truth. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, my Father. Holy Spirit, guide me as I speak. Guide me as I read. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your name. Father, for this day, in the name of Jesus, my God is greater, my God is stronger. It is written, be not deceived. And I'm gonna repeat the same thing over and over, just like the dumb hooks you hear in all this mumble rap, all this nonsense that talks about the same old thing. It's the same old thing that you talking about, man. Glorifying worldly things, one day that's all gonna change. In the twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ will rise, and those that remain will be caught up with him in the sky. Call it what you want, it is written. Ooh, I might have to hold up. Wait a minute. Let me flip this beat. Let me reverse it back, cause I love playing the beats backwards. Cause that's how I act. Acting backwards. We all act backwards. We all, as sheep, have wandered away. by his strength, by the beloved Father's gift to us, we shall live and not die and declare his works. Because his grace is sufficient for us and his strength is made perfect in our weakness. So boast. Jeremiah 29:11. Let them that boast in this, that they understand and know me, that I am God, that exercises loving kindness, mercy, and judgment in the earth. For in these things is my pleasure, says the Lord. Ain't that awesome? If not, Jeremiah 2:19. You believe in God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Don't violate. Here's some painful poetry as I elaborate from this physical constipated brain. In another realm, it's my state. Thinking outside the box, mind frame, mind frayed. Don't stay stuck in the devil's playground. Out of mindset, it's time to play now. Run home as I step up to the plate now. Cause you know when I stand, walk or run, I'm making this sort of move, it's game time. Zoom in on, ooh. See, this is painful poetry. Thank you, Father, for loving me so much that you gave your one and only Son. Whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish but have eternal life. And we can't even begin to comprehend it, but you define it in John 17:3. Knowing you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Jesus Christ is the manifested expression of the Father. Ooh, the Father's character in this dimension just for us who are caught up in these weak and beggarly elements, cursed since the beginning. Isaiah 53:12. Thank you, Jesus, for pouring out your soul unto death. Thank you for suffering in our stead until the claims of eternal justice were fully met. From the cross to the throne, crucified with him, buried with him, raised with him, exalted with him, and enthroned with him. Romans 6 and Ephesians 2, read it. 2 Corinthians 5:14, Galatians 2:20, 2 Timothy 2:11, 1 Corinthians 6:17. As a part of him, when he conquered the forces of darkness and left them disarmed and paralyzed before he arose from the dead, we who believe and are participants. Woo! Let me reiterate. As a part of him, when Jesus conquered the forces of darkness and left them disarmed and paralyzed before he arose from the dead, we who believe were participants in that victory. When he snatched the keys of death and hell from Satan, we were sharers in that triumph. Exalted with him, Satan's dominion ended at Calvary. We have been given authority. Thank you, Father. Oh, wretched man that I am, to me who was less than the least of all was given abundant provision, grace given, right? Ooh, it's all Jesus. Salvation by grace through faith, and it's not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, so we could reign lest any man should boast. You can't add value to what's been accomplished. You can't earn a gift. Amen. Can someone come into agreement? Thank you, Father. Ups and downs. Father, forgive us for taking the trials of life and dealing with them as curses instead of standing in faith on Jesus, on your beloved, in your grace. Forgive us for taking our trials as curses instead of standing on Jesus, for strength to take the next stance or step. Cause my Father's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. At times I want to sprint full speed ahead with no intentions of quitting, no way to go but up, cause I done screwed everything. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Cause I fed the flesh and I'm getting paid. Now I'm balling on a budget, cause the wages of sin is death corrupted and bringing torture, disruption, a peace dysfunctional. Seed sown, watered, and nurtured for nothing but thorns. Father, thank you for hearing. Lord of heaven and earth, who gives me love. Overwhelming, leaving the 99 just for me with reckless. From the reckless clan, seeking out his children that wander off, led astray, all up on a fake and false plane, claiming the gift of God, making it our own idol of sacrifice, sacred service. The idle mind is the devil's playground, and you act like a turf warrior, soaring high in your mind above cloud nine. But in all actuality, it's just we're just another pigeon. Better yet, a chicken attempting to fly. Flapping your wings. Flapping around. Yapping lips. Yapping your mouth. We all do it. We all as sheep have wandered away. All our righteousness is as filthy rags. It's all Jesus. Receive him, receive the gift. Ooh, the broader the door of sin and evil a person delves into, the wider the opening is for the devil to just walk right through. Ooh. Oh, faithless generation, order in the court. What is not a full assurance in the heart is willful ignorance, disregarding the Father's will. He can believe all things are possible to him that believes. That's what my Jesus says. And in his name, above, that is above all names, the serpent's circle is broken down, divinely dissected in all dimensions, and purged in the burning fiery furnace of my potter's presence, because he is a consuming fire. And we are the clay, crushed and remolded daily. He deals with our dark, destructive, triggering shifts of compromised character, infiltrated by self-motivated madness. Line upon line, death is defeated, precept upon precept. The king is alive. These are the things you need to know. Let me help you unwrap your gift of the beloved Son, Christ in us, the hope of glory, in whom the Father is well pleased, not me or you. Psalm 46:1. The Lord is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, and the afflictions that we have come heavily upon us. Postures depleted as phases of spiritual laziness take toll, as the load of burdens we carry keeps growing heavier with the stench from the rotten, corrupted fruit from the crop of death harvested. Another zombie farmer caught up in the realm, fully focused on the flesh, reaping cannibalistic cultures of this mental, of these mortal forms. Weak and weary, decaying. Amen. Thank you. These mental forms caught up in this cannibalistic culture, fully focused on the flesh, reaping cannibalistic cultures of these mortal forms that grow weak and weary and get caught up in worry, decaying daily from the curse passed down from the beginning, making us dull of perception. Amen. Holy Spirit, help me speak this, help me get it out. It is very important for us. Hold up, wait a minute, let me put some scripture in it. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. That's my daddy, that's my Abba, that's my Papa, that's my Faja, my Papa, my Fada. I hear every ethnical accent gladly demanding daddy. Hello, Linda, listen. I'm tired of arguing with you. Book this, Linda. I'm tired of arguing with you. This real talk. It's all, Linda. Amen. My God is greater. Thank you, Father, for the fact that you are in control and that all things are working together for good for your name's sake. Thank you that the Lord is my refuge. Is he yours? He's my strength. I don't act like it all the time. Lord, help us. Help us with our unbelief. Amen. Thank you, Brother David, for speaking that. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking through that, brother. Psalm 46:1. The Lord is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble and the afflictions that have come heavily upon us. Postures depleted as faces of spiritual laziness take toll as the load of burdens we carry keeps growing heavier with the stench from the rotten, corrupted fruit from the crop of death harvested. Another zombie farmer caught up in this realm, fully focused on the flesh, reaping cannibalistic cultures of these mortal forms that go weak and weary, decaying daily from the curse passed down from the beginning. Me making us dull of perception. Thank you, Father, that you love us so much. You gave us free wills, and you're speaking right now through this, and it's authentic, genuine, original, no acronym needed. The only exception is to conserve space on the page of paper, and that this bleeding pen spreads the ink of these thoughts within. Out of this realm, onto the page of paper, authentic, genuine, and original character. Defiled, corrupted, condemned to die and cursed by law, with an active rebellious nature, placed in chains and bound by Satan. Gifted salvation by grace through faith in order to reign. It's all Jesus, counted, crucified, buried, raised with him. The Father's grace that's sufficient for us, cause his strength is made perfect in all weakness. So I'm pleading with shameless persistence. Holy Spirit, help me manage my blessings. Give me knowledge as I seek first the kingdom of heaven and the Father's righteousness. Once again, it's all Jesus, confident that he who began a good work in me will bring it to a successful conclusion right up to the day of Christ Jesus. Debt tossed is now, the free favors of the Father profusely abound. Blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, royal position. Death is defeated, kingdom dominion, the king is alive, line upon line. My daddy's word is law, precept upon precept, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me set my mind in line with the word of my Father, and bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Cause thoughts left unchecked lead to a harvest of corrupted seeds of sinful deeds. Woo. Roots deeply embedded in desperate need of help. Father, I'm calling upon you. I'm asking for understanding. Help me process the knowledge. Help me. Give me wisdom to apply my rights as your child. Knocking to rest eternally, intimately, graciously nourished, utilizing the keys Jesus gave me. Help. Help us. Help us utilize the keys. Amen. Amen. Because help us utilize the keys Jesus gave us by the operative energy of your spirit within, crying out, Abba. Legal stipulations of the grace covenant, contingent upon the Creator's children, beholding the beloved in joyful expectation, receiving the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, that we might reign in life by the one Jesus Christ. I come into agreement, Father. I say amen. Amen. I thank you for the perfect work of patience produced by turbulent tests. By my potter crushes this clay, forming the vessel of treasure. Come a kingdom wealth, abundant provision given by the power of the Holy Spirit. Divine characteristics by the supernatural intervention of my daddy, my father, my Abba, my source, my song, my advocate, my Jesus pleads my cause. My comforter, my counselor, my confidence, my deliverer, my faithful father, my glory, my healer, my hope. Holy Spirit, help us. Joyfully expect the best from our Father, my high tower, my hiding place, my joy, my king, the lifter of my head, my first love, my light, my maker, my provider, who supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, my peace, my protector, who says no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment I shall condemn. This is my inheritance, magnificent heritage, and my righteousness is of him, my redeemer, purchased back by his precious blood. My king fought for me, leaving eternity and entering a time expressing the Father's character. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Is that enough? If not, just know that we all need to get our lives together. We all need to get our lives together. Amen. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for the recording. Amen.